Well, we got a familiar face in the studio right now. I know you can't see him, but I sure can. Milton Taylor from Imagery Photography. He's the guy that's responsible for all of our headshots at the radio station. Welcome to the studio, Milton. How are you doing?
Thank you. I'm very good, thank you. A little chilly out there today, but it's really nice to be here. Thank you very much.
A little chilly. Glad you made it here nice and safe. You guys have been in business for quite a long time, haven't you?
1977.
Incredible. And how have you kept it going this long? Like, what's kind of been your secret to keeping Imagery Photography kind of on the lines for this long? Because lots of businesses don't last that long.
Yeah, especially through the COVID, that was a tough time for everybody. But what our main purpose is to make sure we photograph people properly and make sure they're happy with their results. And in order to do that, we do a planning session beforehand so they come in and talk to us and make sure we get that right. And stay current, be sensitive to their needs, because at the end of the day, when they're happy, we're going to be happy too.
Oh, and I mean, that's the mark of a good photographer, right? But lot of people kind of take this up as a hobby on the side. And I got to ask, because you're a professional, what would you say makes a good photographer?
Well, there's a number of things, but that's a really good question. Anyone can push the button. A good photographer sees what's in front of them and creates an image that tells a story. Telling a story is really important because at the end of the day, it does everything right if you tell the story. Good photographer is also a photo historian, so you record things for posterity, and that's really important.
Yeah, it's like a journal in the form of pictures, really.
It is, and we always put the year on it because down the road, when do we take that picture? So it's always good to have that in there, so that's important.
Absolutely it is. Well, in the several decades that you guys have, you know, stayed in business, you guys have done quite a bit around the community too, haven't you?
Yes, we give lots back to the community because, if the community's been good to us, we have to be good to them, and that's not a problem for us. We do lots of little fundraisers and give out gift certificates for fundraisers that people are running. And which is important because it's a form of advertising, but it's also helping out the charity. We've had a couple of projects that we did that were really good. And one of them is the food bank, the garden patch on 3rd Avenue. Everybody calls it 2nd, but it's 3rd. That was in front of our old studio. And there was land there, and I badgered the mayor, which should be Don Atchison, the growing potatoes for the food bank, who were excited about it as all get. And it's been going through 9 seasons now, and so... when people ask me, you had lots to do with that, I said, no, I just saw the toboggan on top of the hill and I just gave it a push. So it's really good for the community.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, helping out with the community is a lot to be proud of. But in all this time that you have been doing this, is there kind of a memory that sticks out as something you're most proud of?
Well, being in business for 47 years is certainly proud. I mean, I always teasingly say I made payroll for 47 years. When you run your own business, some people see the humor in that. I'm very blessed to have 2 great ladies that work with me. So I help support 2 families, or our business does, I should say. And they both have been there around 30 years. One of them is a graduate photography school like I am. So we're well-educated. We look after the people, and we make sure it has to pass the sniff test. If we don't like it, then we got to fix it before it goes out.
So you guys run a photography studio. What sorts of services do you offer?
We're primarily a corporate photographer, but we also do lots of families. We do extended families. We do specialize in 3-generation, 4-generation families. We have the ability to handle that and do that. We work 2 or 3 people on when we're shooting to make sure we get everything right. And a lot of pre-planning on those ones, because you need to get that, you need to have that all organized ahead of time.
Yeah, you truly do.
When it comes time to push the button, you've got to be ready to push the button.
For sure. And well, I mean, I can say as a firsthand experience, I went there and you were more than prepared, and it was a lot of fun in the studio with you.
It's supposed to be. Most people don't like going. Some people would rather go to the dentist than go to the photographer. Sorry, dentist out there. But it's not that bad a deal. And we work with you, and you get to see it as we're working, because having input into the photography is really important to us. Because at the end of the day, you're going to be happy, and that's just going to make things work.
Well, the proof is in the pudding, but I mean, we should hear it from the man himself. Why should people choose to get their photos done with your studio, with Imagery Photography?
Well, I guess going back to the fact that we've been there for a long time, so knowledge is really important. We're sensitive to their needs. That's really important. And we strive to have the highest quality we can. And again, going back to that sniff test, we challenge ourselves all the time to make sure we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. At the end of the day, we enjoy what we do. And when the customers keep coming back, that tells you that's the greatest compliment they can give us. And so we're happy with that.
Well,
yeah, and I'm at the age of retirement, but I can't seem to find the off button. So yeah. I'm okay with that.
Well, you love what you do. You never work a day in your life, right?
It's passion.
Yeah, absolutely. It's passion. And I know this is something that I see on this side that you don't necessarily see on that side. But the grins of people when they get their headshots back, I mean, that tells the story itself.
Yeah, well, men especially don't want to smile that much, and they usually walk out with a smile because they don't like the way they look, looking glum.
Yeah.
So why not be happy? I mean, the world is small and it's short, and we should always treasure life, which is my motto, treasure life.
Absolutely. Well, Milton Taylor with Imagery Photography, what's going to be the best place for people, or best way for people to get a hold of you?
Well, you can. We certainly are on 2nd Avenue North, across from the Old Bay, 212 2nd Avenue North. Our imagery.ca@shaw.ca is our email, and imagerphoto.ca is our website.
Well, Milton, it was awesome to see you again. Thank you for coming in for a chat.
Thank you. All the best this season.
Yes. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry too.